winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to Luke Comes in the Sky, episode 80. Not that much to talk about, but a few topics, and then I'm going to review a movie, but that's it. Into the topics first. Monday Night Football, of course, but there's also the premiere of the final trailer for Star Wars, The Last Jedi. Didn't give us that much of story beats, but visually it looks great. It did look like it's going to be a special, excellent movie. Can't wait for it. We get more of the Kylo, we get more of Daisy Ridley, we get a little more from every character. It looks like it's going to be a good movie. Can't wait for it. And now you can buy tickets for Star Wars. And that's The Last Jedi. So that's very cool. On Sunday, can we maybe I talk about this or not? But forgive me if I'm talking about it again. The day before The Last Jedi, the final Justice League trailer came out. This movie looks fun. I hope it's good. We've been hearing all sorts of stuff about the production of this movie. The trailer's been looking good. So I hope it turns out to be a good movie. The hammer's looking fun. I think in this movie, two characters are going to steal the show. I think The Flash will steal the show, and I think Aquaman will steal the show. This movie looks good. I can't wait to see Justice League. Okay, and New Mutants, the first trailer dropped. This movie looks... First off, this movie looks great. It looks like it's going to be what they set out it's going to be. Looks like they took their time with it, looks good. However, I'm not going to be seeing it, not because it doesn't look good. It looks great. It's a horror movie. I don't see horror movies. Not in theaters. I might check it out when it comes out on, like, VOD. But, if you like horror movies, if you like X-Men, I recommend you go see New Mutants coming out in February, I believe. Also, on Friday, the final trailer for Stranger Things Season 2. Came out. Okay, not that much story is detailed, but it showed everyone. It showed like they having a fun time again. It showed the monster. This monster looks insanely big. And I can't wait. It comes out in 2 weeks. I'm going to mention probably and I'll do a review on Stranger Things Season 2. Before I get into my review on a movie, I also heard today Deadpool 2 And the Dark Phoenix movie have wrapped filming. This is good news. Very excited for Deadpool 2 coming out in June. Looking forward to the Dark Phoenix movie. Excuse me. Looking forward to the Dark Phoenix movie coming out next November 2018. So I can't wait to see the trailers for both of these movies. They look. Hopefully they'll be good. Hopefully they'll look good. Okay, yesterday I watched a movie that I missed out in theaters this summer, but I watched it on Apple iTunes, and that is War for the Planet of the Apes. This is a conclusion to the trilogy, the conclusion to Sisu's story. I'm not going to give away any spoilers, just in case you haven't seen it. Woody Harrelson is a villain. These apes look real as hell. I can't believe they're not real because you can't tell. They look so well done, the apes. The acting from these apes is unreal. And the circus is this ape in this movie. This movie was great. It was emotional. It's not a war movie. There's not that many battles. But it's an emotional, dramatic movie. It kind of fills in the gaps between these movies and the original Planet of the Apes. I recommend you go see War, or I recommend you buy or rent World for the Planet of the Apes. It's on iTunes now. Should be coming out on DVD in a few weeks. I recommend it. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give this a solid 8. Really good movie, really enjoyed it. I recommend it. Well, that will do it for this week's episode of Look Up in the Sky. I'll be back either tomorrow or Tuesday for my Supergirl episode recap. But until then, this has been.